Oh, I want you the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh, I want you the best of protectors, so protect me.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Asma'ul Husna, Blessed Names of Allah Azza wa Jal. And just like the previous episodes we'll be mentioning another beautiful name of Allah Azza wa Jal, and endeavoring to explain it in light of what the ulama have written in their blessed books. So the name that will be discussed in this episode, insha'Allah ta'ala, is the blessed name Al-Wali. Alif Lam, Waw, Lam, and Ya. Al-Wali. And the meanings of Al-Wali are numerous. There are many meanings of this particular name. One meaning is friend, and another meaning is helper, the one who assists, the one who aids. Another meaning is master. Another meaning of wali is master. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wali. And there is no doubt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps his awliyaullah. Allah ta'ala assists his awliyaullah against their enemies, for example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows his wrath or expresses his wrath towards the enemies of his friends, his awliya Allah. And we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his believing servants as well. And in the Quran, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this name, Al-Wali, in various maqamat. Firstly, Surah Baqarah, verse 257. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahu waliyyul ladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Meaning, Allah is the helper of those who believe. He removes them from darkness towards light. What does it mean from darkness towards light? The ulama explained that this means from kufr towards iman. If somebody is drowned in disbelief, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves that person by bringing them towards the light, which is al-Islam and Iman. He grants him the illumination of Iman, subhanallah. Now, because we see the believers all have been blessed in this manner, therefore Allah jalla wa ala says that he is the helper of those who believe. He has given them that light of Iman. He has given them that light of faith. And those who forever possess this iman, meaning they were mu'mins from day one, then the meaning would be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved them from the darkness. And he has always kept them in the light as well. Here, the ulama commentate, and in particular, Imam Abu al-Qasim al-Qushayri rahmatullahi alayh, he says, look at two things. A person says that Allah is my friend. One claim. Another statement, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says that so-and-so is my beloved, so-and-so is my friend. Now, any person with intellect can understand the vast difference between these two statements. One, a person himself is claiming that he is a friend of Allah Azza wa Jal. And secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is saying that so-and-so is my friend, is my beloved. And in the Quran, subhanallah, we have this statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, we find this statement of our merciful Lord Jalla Jalaluhu, where he says in Surah Ali Imran, verse 68, Wallahu waliyul mu'mineen. And Allah is the friend of the believers. Allahu Akbar. Meaning, he loves the believers. Now, the background to this verse is, this verse was revealed when everyone was making the claim that they are on the path of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. They are upon the same madhab of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. Meaning the Yahud were making that claim. The Nasara, they were also making that claim as well. The Yahud were saying that Ibrahim alayhi salam is from the Yahud. The Nasara were saying that he is from the Nasara. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما. That Ibrahim عليه السلام was neither a Yahudi nor a Nasrani. ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما. Rather, he was an upright Muslim. He was upon the right deen. He submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know that Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was upon this earth before the Yahud even came about. Similarly, the Nasrani were not mawjood, were not present. So how can one claim that Ibrahim alayhi salam ascribed to those particular ways? So Allah jalla wa'ala is rejecting that and is refuting those claims. Ibrahim alayhi salam was upon the deen that was far from falsehood, batil. It was the true religion. And what deen was that? The deen of Islam. The deen of all the Anbiya alayhim salam, from the beginning until the final prophet. From Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam till Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All are upon the deen of Islam, the beautiful religion of Islam. They submitted to Allah jalla wa ala. And after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna awla an-nasi bi Ibrahima lalladheena taba'uhu wa hadha an-nabiyyu. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Indeed, the most closest of people to Ibrahim alayhi salam are those who followed him and this prophet, وَهَذَا النَّبِيُّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and those who believe. So Allah Jalla wa'ala is saying the most closest to Ibrahim alayhi salam in terms of belief, in terms of aqeedah, in terms of doctrine, are those who followed him. And this prophet, who does this prophet refer to? Our beloved prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning, the deen of Islam that we have been blessed with, and our Prophet, the teachings that were given by our Prophet, the teachings of our religion of Islam are most closest to the teachings of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Meaning, the Yahud, they claim that Uzair alayhi salam was the son of Allah, ma'adallah. And the Nasara, they claimed that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was the son of Allah. But our deen, we don't believe in anything like that. We don't believe that Allah Jalla wa Ala has a son or a daughter or anything of that sort. He is unlike creation. And similarly, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, his religion, the teachings that he had, they are exactly as the religion of Islam, subhanallah. So the most closest to Ibrahim alayhi salam are those who followed him and our Prophet, وَهَذَا النَّبِيُّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and those who believe, subhanallah. وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That's the next part of this verse. Allah Jalla wa Ala then says, Allah is the helper of the believers. And here the meaning, and Allah loves the believers. Subhanallah. So just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, because he submitted to the will of Allah, he had monotheistic beliefs. He believed only in one that being worthy of worship, i.e. Allah. Similarly, the believers thereafter, they have the same belief. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them like he loves Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now, normally, in our societal norms, what is renowned is that Wali is a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's used in that meaning. But not many people are aware of Wali being a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you hear the word Wali, your mind normally automatically goes towards the saints of Allah, the awliya Allah. But it's important to know that Wali is the name of Allah, and you are hearing the meanings as well. Allah supports the believers. Allah assists them. Allah loves them. So this is knowledge that we must also have regarding our Creator as well, Jalla Jalaluhu. And in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned various places that He is Wali. He is the helper of the believers. He loves the believers, etc. Another verse of the Quran, Hamim Sajda, verse 30. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. Indeed, those who said, our Lord is Allah, then they became steadfast. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. The angels descend upon them. And what do the angels say? أَلَّا تَخَافُوا, that you should not fear. وَلَا تَحْزَنُونَ, you should not grieve. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ, and have glad tidings of a Jannah which you have been promised. Subhanallah. And thereafter Allah Jalla wa'ala says, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, that we are your awliya in this world and in the akhirah. What does it mean here? we are your awliya, we are your friends in this world and in the akhirah. Meaning this glad tiding is given either at the time of death, or when the soul is leaving the body and a person is experiencing the pangs of death, or in the world itself, people are given this glad tiding. And who are those people? The people who believe, Ahlul Iman, they are given this glad tiding. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we are your friends in the world and in the akhirah. And some scholars, some mufassirun, are of the opinion that here, it is the angels alayhimus salam who will say this, that we are your awliya, we are your friends in this world and in the akhirah. Meaning, we will take care of you, we will protect you, we will help you, and we befriend you as well. Now, as for the awliya'ullah, who we normally think of when we hear the word wali, and awliya is the plural of wali, the ulama say that there are three things that must be found within someone who is a wali. Now, in an era where, unfortunately, people make claimants to sainthood, and then sadly, some gullible, foolish people even end up following them. And they say, our sheikh or our leader, our mentor is, you know, is on such a level of sainthood. And, you know, he can make his murid's disciples reach a certain rank. And ma'adhallah, some go as far as saying that he has reached such a level where the faraid are not even binding upon him. And he's told his murids as well that your sainthood is at such a level where you don't have to pray, you don't have to do any of the ibadat. Ma'adhallah, thumma ma'adhallah. So this is why it's important to keep note of what I'm about to say, that in the awliya'ullah, there are three main things that we should look out for. And without these three things, a person cannot be a saint. A person cannot be a saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first thing, he has to have iman. He has to have belief, firm belief in his heart. Now you just heard the verse before. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Allah is the helper of those who believe. He takes them out from darknesses towards light. And we heard how darknesses meant kufr. And light is referring to, nur is referring to iman. Now how can someone drowned in kufr, drowned in disbelief, be a saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can that be the case? And we have to be very careful nowadays as well, where people make certain remarks or certain comments about those who are not from the Ahlul Iman. And say he's a saintly person, or he's beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or they even make supplications for such a person who has left the world. He's deceased now. He wasn't from the believers, but they'll say so many comments and remarks about him that perhaps you would never hear them say even about believers, that may that person be blessed with a high maqam in Jannah, etc. Ma'azallah, thumma ma'azallah. So the first thing that we must note is that a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be from the Ahlul Iman. He has to have iman. And what does Allah Jalla wa'ala say about the Ahlul Kufr, the disbelievers? وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ يُخْرِجُونَهُم مِّنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And those who disbelieved, their awliya are shaitan, الطَّاغُوت. So the awliya, the helpers or the friends of the disbelievers, the Ahlul Kufr, are shaitan, not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُخْرِجُونَهُم مِّنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ. And what do those Satans do? They remove them, meaning the Ahlul Kufr, the disbelievers, from Noor towards Kufr, towards darkness. They remove them from Noor, which is Iman, and they take them towards Kufr, which is Zulumat, the darknesses. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. These are the denizens or the people of the fire, and they will remain therein forever. They will abide in hellfire forever. Why? Because they left the world in a state of disbelief. Similarly, there's another famous verse of the Quran that is quoted often. Surah Yunus verse 62. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Take heed, indeed, the friends of Allah, there is no fear upon them and they will not grieve. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this first sifa, this first attribute of the awliya. Allah, he says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Who are those awliya Allah? Those who believed. Those who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all the tenets of Islam. So someone who had iman but then lost it, ma'adallah, you can never be a wali. Or someone who never had iman in the first place, how can he ever be a saint? It's not possible. So people who make such claims, and at times it's quite clear that they also utter blasphemous statements, statements that would take a Muslim out of the fold of Islam, these things are heard from them. So how can they ever be correct in this claim of theirs, that they are from the awliya'ullah, they are saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's not possible at all. The second thing that must be found in the awliya'ullah, the first thing was what? They are believers. The second thing is that they have ilm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only makes that person a wali, a saint of his, who has knowledge. He grants him knowledge and then he makes him a saint. And there's a famous statement of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullahu ta'ala wherein he says, مَتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلِيًّا جَاهِلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never takes an ignorant person as a saint. So he will first give him the ability to seek knowledge. He will seek knowledge, he will gain knowledge. And once he has knowledge, he is an alim, then he will be a saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the example of Ghuthul Azim Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu anhu, who doesn't know about his sainthood. His sainthood is renowned. He's Sultanul Awliya. His famous statement, this foot of mine is upon the necks of all awliya Allah. And the awliya Allah, they submitted. He said, yes, that is the case. Who doesn't know about his sainthood? But when you study his life, from a young age, at the age of approximately 18, he set out to seek knowledge. He stayed with the shuyukh, he stayed seeking knowledge. And only in his 50s, after going through that mujahada, that spiritual exercise, devotion, struggle, mujahada, did he begin teaching people and rectifying the people, purifying their hearts. And he continued this until the end of his life. So if Ghawthul Azam radiallahu anhu spent so much time seeking knowledge, perfecting the inner, then how can someone who doesn't have any knowledge at all claim to be, you know, someone with a similar role today? That I am muslih, I am a muslih of the people, I rectify them, I will teach them. How can you teach someone if you don't have knowledge? So the second important sifa you'll find in all awliya Allah is knowledge. دَرَسْتُ الْعِلْمَ حَتَّى صِرْتُ قُطُبًا. Ghawthul Azam radiallahu anhu said, I continued seeking knowledge until I became a qutub. So all awliya Allah, you will find this sifat within them. They are filled to the brim with knowledge, subhanallah. And in any case, we don't believe that a person can, through his amal, become a saint. Usually that's the sabab. But remember, wilayat, sainthood is ata'i. Allah gives it to whomsoever he wants. He bestows it upon whomsoever he wants. Someone could claim that he is seeking to become a wali, but that's an incorrect view. You do your seeking. You put your effort in. And that's the sabab, as the ulama mentioned, that's normally the sabab to gain it. But what is it reliant upon? It's reliant upon Allah granting you sainthood. It's wahbi, not kasbi. Wahbi meaning Allah gifts it, Allah bestows it upon whomsoever he wants. And it's not kasbi, it cannot be acquired through your own efforts. So that's the second thing. The first thing was a wali will have iman. The second thing, a wali will have knowledge. And the third important thing is that the wali will have taqwa in his heart. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Allah Jalla wa'ala says, and they remain pious. Not for a day, not for a week, throughout their lives. The awliya Allah are pious. And what does taqwa mean? You refrain from the prohibitions, the haram acts, and you fulfill the fara'id, the obligations. So the third thing is taqwa, having piety. There's a beautiful hadith Qudsi, that Allah Jalla wa'ala says, مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُ بِالْحَرْبِ. That whoever has enmity towards a wali of mine, then I, Allah Jalla wa'ala, declare war against him. And this is a lengthy hadith where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that a person cannot gain the closeness of Allah through anything greater than the fara'id that are binding upon him. So first of all, he has to act upon the fara'id. He's not performing salah and he's claiming to be a wali. Not possible. He's not giving zakat and he says, I'm a wali of Allah. How is this possible? He's not performing hajj if it's fard upon him. He's not fasting in the month of Ramadan. How can his claim of sainthood be true? He's misusing the eyes. he's committing fornication and adultery, he's stealing, he's robbing, he's committing crimes, he's oppressing others, and then he says, I'm a wali of Allah. It's not possible. So the third thing is that the wali will have piety in his heart. He will have taqwa in his heart. And that's the thing that will lead him to the court of Allah. Meaning this hadith Qudsi tells us that first of all, the wali of Allah will act upon the faraid. That's a must. And then he will continue to gain closeness of Allah by performing nawafil. Voluntary acts, voluntary salah, voluntary worship, voluntary fasts, voluntary charity. All these voluntary acts that he will do, this will bring him more closer to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a wali continues to act upon nawafil. Hatta uhibbahu. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, until I love that person. Now in another narration we're told that Jibreel alayhi salam was summoned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he was informed that, oh Jibreel, I love a certain person. You love him also. And who does Allah love? The awliya Allah. Those who fulfill the faraid. Those who refrain from the muharramat, the prohibitions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them. And then he announces to the archangel, Jibreel alayhi salam, you love him also. Jibreel alayhi salam makes an announcement to the heavenly angels. فَأَحِبُّوهُ. Allah loves someone, you love him also. They begin to love him. And then, ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That acceptance is placed for that person on the earth. Meaning, people on the earth begin to love him. That's a true wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves him. Jibreel alayhi salam loves him. The angels love him. Then people on the earth love him and become inclined towards him. Subhanallah. And we find many examples of that in the past and in our time as well. Alhamdulillah. We find many living awliya Allah. May Allah preserve them all. So this is the stage that a wali goes through. Firstly, he's a believer. Then he has knowledge, sufficient knowledge. And then he has taqwa. And then this leads to the love of Allah. Look at our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is there any greater worshipper than him? No, of course not. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam would perform such nawafil in abundance that hatta tawarramat qadamahu, his blessed feet would become swollen. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of this worship, even though for your sake Allah has forgiven the former and latter members of your ummah, the Prophet alayhi wa sallam said, Afala akunu abdan shakura, should I not be a grateful slave? Subhanallah, should I not be a grateful slave? So Allah loves the Prophet alayhi salam the most. He is Habibullah. And then all the awliya Allah are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So we conclude and we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the blessings of his name wali. You heard how wali is in the meaning of helper, the one who befriends, the one who loves his creation. Which creation? Those who are believers. Which creation? Those who are believers. Those who are upon the deen of Islam. Those who worship him. Those who act upon his commands. Those who are obedient to him. Those who refrain from sins. Allah is their wali. Wallahu waliyul mu'mineen. And then we just heard briefly about a wali itself. A saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala itself. Meaning a saint is only a saint, beloved to Allah, when he has iman in his heart. No one from Ahlul Kufr can be a wali of Allah. And then, after that, after iman, what does he have? He has been given knowledge, granted knowledge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take a jahil as a wali of his. And lastly, that wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pious and is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the mafhum of piety, taqwa, is fulfilling the faraid and refraining from sins. And we heard about how the awliya Allah, when they fulfill their faraid, then they do kathratun nawafil, perform abundance of nawafil. They become close to Allah until he loves them. When he loves them, he announces this to Jibreel alayhi salam. And he says to him, you love him also. Then Jibreel alayhi salam announces to the people. Then Jibreel alayhi salam announces to the heavenly angels. They love him also. And then, ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Then acceptance is placed for that person on the earth. People begin to love him in creation. And they begin to honor and revere him as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the blessings of the name Wali and make us from the awliya Allah as well. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me.